Warning of an imminent threat of a terrorist attack, Britain has suspended all commercial flights to and from Kenya. Kenyan authorities labeled the move extreme. Matthew XL reports from London.
The sudden ban on flights has left more than 1,000 British tourists stranded in Kenya. British Foreign Office Minister Mike O'Brien issued a stark warning.
We've received information that causes us to take a decision to give fresh travel advice to British citizens. And that travel advice is very clear. Do not go, even on holiday, to Kenya unless you absolutely have to. It is dangerous. And we're saying to people who are there to keep a low profile.
The suspension applies to all British carriers, but not to Kenya Airways, which will continue to fly to and from the UK. However, many British tourists are expected to be bused to neighbouring countries, such as Tanzania, to connect with flights back to Europe. The British government issued the ban after the Kenyan authorities announced that an alleged Al-Qaeda terrorist, accused of masterminding two previous attacks in Kenya, is believed to have returned to the country. Faisal Abdullah Mohammed is on the FBI's most wanted list. He's accused of organising the 1998 bombings of the US embassies in Kenya's capital Nairobi and in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Mohammed is also alleged to have been involved in attacks in the Kenyan city of Mombasa last November, when surface-to-air missiles were fired at an Israeli charter jet and 11 Kenyans and 3 Israelis were killed by a suicide bomb at a holiday resort. Kenya's security minister, Chris Murungaru, says nonetheless that the British flight ban is an extreme reaction and risks handing terrorists a moral victory.
I would like to reassure Kenyans, first and foremost, and our friends, including the British, that the government has taken all the necessary precautions to deal with any likely terrorist action.
The British government's advice to its citizens to avoid Kenya is a major blow to Kenya's tourism industry. Under normal circumstances, British Airways flies daily between London and Nairobi. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Exel in London.